Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning
in. I release and I let go. I let the spirit run my life. And my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God.
Black Summit Talk Show. My name is Clara Lyons Devon, and I will be your host for this show's broadcast. This segment is called You're Invited. It is a segment and a space to keep you involved in the conversation of the International Black Summit and informed of the many summit events and activities that are going on around the globe. It is your opportunity to be in communication via this show or in person with others who are immersed in the conversation of the summit. I would like to welcome and thank everyone who is listening live tonight. And if you would like to call in with comments or with questions, the call-in number is 646-716-9827. Tonight we will be exploring the creation, or should I say the expansion, of community summit events. Our special guest of the International Black Summit Community Summit team, and I would like to welcome team leader Nancy Simmons. Hi, Nancy.
Hey.
And team members John and Teresa.
Good evening.
And we have some other callers on the line. 215-431, who's there?
This is Joy. Hi, everyone.
Hey, Joy.
I'm actually listening in because I'm on the road. I'm about 15 minutes from my house, so.
Okay, great. Glad you could join us. And 816-525, who's there?
Catherine Thomas.
Hey, Miss Catherine. Thank you for joining us tonight. And I have a 336-790. Who's there? Okay, well, we have someone listening in. Welcome, and thank you for joining us. Nancy, John, Teresa, Catherine, could you share a little bit about who you are in the summit community, where you're located, and why you chose to be a part of the Community Summit team?
Wow.
So this is Nancy Simmons, and I am, first of all, my first opportunity to be in an International Black Summit event was in 1994 in Memphis, in New Orleans. And I've also, I'm a facilitator for the International Black Summit, and I'm one of the members of the prerequisite team. And last year, John Thomas, who was also on this call with me, a facilitator, sent out an email, and he wrote something regarding the community summits. And I was just totally turned on and impressed by it and kept my attention on it. And when I had an opportunity to bring it forth, in addition to John's commitment around it, I jumped on board, and I was in Toronto last year. And we've been talking about it since January of this year, and we really think this is something exciting with regard to our expanding the summit in other communities around the world.
Thank you, Nancy. I appreciate that. John or Teresa or Joyce, I know you're just listening in. Catherine?
I'll go. So this is John Thomas. I'm currently in the great town of Spring Lake, North Carolina. That's near Fort Bragg and Fayetteville, North Carolina. Fort Bragg is one of the largest military bases here, actually in the world. And I recently moved here from the Greensboro Triad area of North Carolina, which is about 2 hours away, to work with my mom in real estate. She has gotten really busy being the mayor of the town. So I'm coming on to help her grow and expand the real estate business. And I did my first summit in New Orleans as well in 1994. And I got to tell you, it was an experience of a lifetime. You know, as a matter of fact, Clara, when you asked the question, I was like, oh, my God, we could take up the whole call just talking about our experiences of the summits we participated in.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I am a facilitator with the International Black Summit. I've been on what was called the Coordinating Committee for the International Black Summit, the transition team, a number of us are on the leadership council for the International Black Summit. And what has me be on the team is, as Nancy mentioned, I sent a document out right before we were going out to Oakland about the possibility of a community summit, you know, something is actually more than a community summit. It was called the Community Transformation Series, the Black Community Transformation Series. And the intention was to bring this kind of dialogue, or the dialogue that allows people to empower themselves to be able to move forward, to distinguish what gets in their way and powerfully have their visions live in the world. And since we have been doing it all over the world, I was thinking, well, why not start to do it in specific communities and stay there? And then, you know, another community would emerge, and it becomes starts to become a permanent conversation in their community. So when Nancy took the document and started to move forward with it, you know, it was like my vision for the Black community in the world starting to manifest itself in the world. So I imagine we're going to talk about that, but that's why I'm on the team, and I am definitely excited about this and excited about what's possible when, you know, people get access to who they are really and what difference it can make in their community.
Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. Teresa?
Hi, how you doing? My name's Teresa McCoy, and I am a new member of the team. I was introduced to this wonderful summit by Nancy, and I'm just absorbed and very, very excited about, you know, all the possibilities. So I'm going to be very short with my comment, but I'm very excited as well, based on all the possibilities that are present.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Catherine, you're not a member of the Community Summit team, but I wanted to welcome you to being on the talk show with us tonight. And was there a question or a comment that you wanted to ask for the team?
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Onaji Mawid. I'm trying to get you on the web, and I can't hear you.
Okay.
So I'm trying to see, am I doing something wrong or what?
I can't see you at the moment. I'm only showing one user, which is myself. I had two users a minute ago, but I still didn't see any chat coming up.
Well, you got us now, Nigel.
Hey, John.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm trying to get to listen to the radio on the computer, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, it says check the box where it says check to listen.
Mm-hmm.
I press that, and I don't hear anything.
Love Hope Radio.
There you
go. Says, yeah, that happens and nothing else. I don't hear anything after that.
I think when you press talk to speak, you're live with us, which is why we have you. So you're welcome to listen in. Directly, unless you want to go back and chat, in which case you might have to start over.
No, I just really want to listen right now.
Okay, well, you're free to listen, and you can listen via the computer you're on the computer now, or you're on the telephone now?
This is on the telephone.
Okay. Okay, yeah, you're free to listen in with us.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, great. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, Catherine, are you still... And Joyce, I know you're driving. You've got us on mute. Was there something that you wanted to share? Okay. So we're going to
No, not this time.
Okay. We're going to move on. And I kind of want to go... back a little bit, John. So you said you had this idea for a community summit event, and I really wanted our listeners to get an idea of how community summits evolved.
The host, John Thomas, the internet.
I don't know who that is. Can you put us on mute, please? Put the phone on mute, please.
How do you do that?
Put your telephone on mute.
I don't have a button to mute. Is it star 6?
That's a good question.
So, Elijah, you can do one of two things. You can listen on the phone and turn your computer speakers down, or you can hang up and listen through your computer speakers.
What I'm saying, okay.
Because we're getting both versions.
Okay.
I love modern technology. I mean, there's so many possibilities of how you can tune in, which is really what this whole thing of community summits is about, you know, in terms of people being able to participate in the International Black Summit conversation from a range of venues. And so I wanted to go back and talk about how the idea of the community summits evolved. And you can actually feel free to take it back to Atlanta in 1991.
Well, I don't know about that. 1991, I think that was a phenomenon in and of itself when they had the first International Black Summit where they, however, the community part came about. And here's the thing, first of all, let me just say this. So I didn't create anything, right? I didn't invent anything. You know, this was just what was already there in the listening.
Mm-hmm.
It was already there in the space. This is what life was giving us, and I just captured it and shared it. And we're now developing what the essence of what's been happening for a long time has been. So as you know, since 1991, we've been all over the world. We were in Atlanta, Highland Park, then Oakland, New Orleans, New York, Nairobi, Kenya, Johannesburg, Jamaica, Philadelphia, Memphis, Toronto, Brazil, Ghana, Chicago, New Orleans, Detroit, and Anguilla over the last, 17 years?
18, I believe.
18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, actually, we're in the 18th year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every place that we went, there was a couple of things that was happening. People were so empowered by the conversation and the impact it was making on their lives. One of the things that was happening is that they wanted more. You know, they wanted to keep expanding this conversation. So that was one of the things that kept happening, kept growing. The other thing that I say was happening was we would all align on where we're going to be the next year or the next 2 years. And there would be all these cities that people would be requesting the International Black Summit annual event to their community. So I say all during that time there was this demand, this request for having this conversation live in their community. And then after what happened in New Orleans and Highland Park, how we started to have a shift around the International Black Summit where the teams in the community started to take it on like it was theirs, fully theirs. And out of all that happening, you know, I saw it was an opportunity to kind of capture it and put a structure around it so that we can begin fulfilling on the requests that are out there.
Awesome. So, you know, one could say that the first community summit in the generic sense of it was the formation of the summit in Atlanta, Georgia. And then from then, from what you're saying, is that we had annual summit events. And then also there's this request from the places that we've been for having more summits or places that we should go in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the purpose, like what's the difference between, say, the annual event and what now is being called for in the space of a community summit event?
You want to get out of the shot, Nancy?
Yeah, well, the thing that comes to mind to me is that, you know, when before we left the U.S. and we started doing events outside of the U.S., we had between 400 and 500 participants.
Mm-hmm.
When we left to go to Kenya, you know, we came back to the States, then we went back out to South Africa, and we noticed that the numbers were different. The numbers were now 100 people, 200 people in the summit event. And my only thought is that people want this, but not everybody can spend $3,000 to go to Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've made every summit except for Johannesburg, and it's like, what is the opportunity to bring this particular summit to that community instead of having them pack, get their luggage, figure out the money they need to get to South Africa or Anguilla? Let's go to their community and bring it there.
Mm.
Go ahead, John.
Okay. Yeah, so we've been talking about it. So I'd like to just take an opportunity just to expand on a little bit more the whole of the International Black Summit.
Yes, please.
So there's a declaration and a purpose. And the purpose generally is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community in the world. And in 1991, I believe it was 1991 or before 1991, they created a declaration. So I think it would be great if we actually read the declaration, because that's where a lot of what we're talking about comes out of. And then maybe later on we can talk about what actually happens, but there's a context for this. You know, and our declaration goes, the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. We assert that we're responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversations of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. That was in 1991 in Atlanta, Georgia.
Right.
And then people begin to find themselves in that declaration and the fulfillment of that declaration.
Right.
And that, yeah.
No, I was going to say thank you for sharing that, because I think it provides a really important context for where the summit is initially based, where the summit is initially based, and where the I'm sorry, I'm distracted. My husband is here speaking to me as well, which he often does when I'm on the phone. But where the summit is initially was initially based and where it came from, and also, you know, what the fabric is behind the summit conversation, you know, like what the summit conversation is based on. So we have all these people from diverse backgrounds, from different countries, different lifestyles, different opinions, and different views, and we all come together really to celebrate and empower the vision of the declaration, which John just shared with us, and to explore questions and issues which empower people to realize their vision within the community. And so we've been doing this, like Nancy has said, on an international level, where people have come from all over the place, and we gather once a year on the first weekend in August to come together, and now we're expanding based on what Nancy and John have been saying, so that we are basically fulfilling the request for people to have it locally in their communities, you know, not so much as around, you know, this international or this geographic regional nature, but to bring it more closer back down the group. And I'd really like us to do is, like, talk about, you know, like, define that term community. You know, like, what does it mean to be, what is community? Like, what does that represent? And I'm still in this question of what's the difference between the annual event and what's being called for in these community summits. So John, you were, like, going down a path, and I want you to, like, finish that.
Okay. So, first of all, I would say fundamentally the work that gets done, the kind of work that we do in our annual event will be similar in nature to the work that gets done at the community level. And, you know, what happens is people are invited to engage in a number of different kinds of inquiries, you know, the kinds of inquiries that have you really look at yourself and look at your life, the kinds of inquiries that has you start to consider who actually is running the, you know, sailing the ship here. You know, if you look at where your life is going, it's the kinds of inquiries that have you begin to get present that if you're willing to confront that you're responsible for exactly the way that your life is and exactly the way that your life isn't, things begin to open up for a person in a way that they're able to move very powerfully into whatever it is they're committed to and fulfilling on their vision. And so the community summit will operate pretty much the same way. We will work in various distinctions, various different kinds of exercises. There'll be individual work, group work, like that, as people start to have insights and breakthroughs for what they're up to in life. The fundamental difference will be that it begins to become a permanent part of their community. So, for example, when we were in Brazil, I understand there were a number of people who wanted to have more of this conversation on an ongoing basis.
Mm-hmm.
But because we were off to Ghana the next year, you know, we weren't set up to spend a year in Brazil developing and training and working with people to have this conversation, this kind of work, continue on. What happens with the Black Community Summit and the Community Transformation Series is that we're going in with the intention of it being a permanent part of their community. So we wouldn't just do it one time a year. We would do it once, and at some point they may have a seminar series for ongoing work, and then we'll do it again. And that process will continue as people in that community learn the distinctions and become facilitators themselves. And now any community, any given community in the world has the power to engage in this kind of work, empowering themselves over and over again. Now, a community could be geographical, like my town or your town, or a community could be a group of people, a specific group of people, like the politicians or the business people or the social workers. So as we distinguish communities, that could vary, but the whole idea is that they'll get access to this work. You know, it's like a couple of years ago, year before last, they came out with The Secret. And with all the rave, you know, people were like, oh, man, The Secret, and I learned so much from watching The Secret and all like that. And all of us who've been in this conversation for a while, I know we were probably saying that, well, that ain't no secret.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been doing this since 1991, and for some of us, since 1970-something.
Right.
So this is an opportunity, particularly for people of Black African descent who has had facility with the kind of work that they do in The Secret, the kind of work that they do at Landmark Education, the kind of work they do at Mind Springs or Life Springs or whatever the name of that company is, that metaphysical, transformational, having people to get present to who they are, present to their vision, present to what's stopping them, and giving them access to unblock themselves, get out of their own way, and listen to what life is giving them, what God, Spirit, Universe may be giving through them, and allowing that to actually unfold.
I want to add one more piece, John, because as I'm listening to you, I had an opportunity to be the events manager for the International Black Summit for about 4 years. And I would tell, and that events manager is I was getting together the hotels that we actually did our events in. And I would tell the hotels that we aligned on one city every year. You know, every single person would, in that room would align on that particular city. And they said, well, how do you get, you know, everybody, every single person to align? Whatever it is you guys are doing, you need to package it. Because to get that many people to align on a city, I says, imagine 400 people stepping together in one accord. It's like whatever you're doing with that, that you need to package and sell it. So it's like going into a community that has a vision for their particular community, getting that community stepping together, aligned with whatever that vision is. It is very powerful.
Exactly. And Lassie, say a little more about how they become one. I mean, how they begin to see that while they're working on different aspects, they all have the same vision.
Well, how you become one is to have, first of all, have every single person in that room get that they're significant and that they matter. Whatever it is they say needs to be shared and heard. And each person, as that information becomes clear in the room, you begin to see what each of your visions are linked together. And you begin to see that you already are connected, you already are working on the same thing. That's the alignment that you're getting present to in your vision. You're saying, oh, my God, you know, I'm working on that too, and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And that's like we're working on the same project in a different way, but pretty much going the same direction.
Right. And that all of the aspects are important to the whole of it.
Absolutely. And every single voice needs to be heard.
Right. There's I was thinking that I've been watching a lot of C-SPAN lately. And I was watching one of the Republican convention, not the national convention, but one of their meetings, the Republican conference. They were talking about the oil drilling and all of that, and they had brought in all of these experts that were going to tell them where we are in the game and how long we are away from actually being able to drill off the coasts of Mexico and other parts of the perimeter of the United States. And I thought all that they were saying was wonderful because they're looking at the possibility of America being a lot more self-sufficient like we were back in the earlier days. But then there was one part about the meeting where they had to bash the Democrats. They had to say the Democrats have been blocking this. They won't release the funding for this. They won't do this and they won't do that. And, you know, like to your point, that if we could get that Republicans, Democrats, are all working on the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like if we, you know, like what are the places we could take the community summit, even though we work specifically with people of Black African descent, probably great to take it to Congress.
Mm.
So we can get, they can begin to get that even though we got different points of view about how something is to be done, we're all committed to the same thing. And what happens, at least my experience, what happens in the summit and will probably happen in the community summits is that people will begin to get that if the Urban League is working on this thing and the Minister's Conference is working on another aspect and the CDCs are working on this other thing and the colleges, local colleges and universities are working on another component, and everybody has got their vision, their tunnel vision, they're going their way. It's like they're all going out from each other. And I think this conversation, like standing in the declaration, as people begin to find themselves in that and begin to share about what they're bumping up against, what they're noticing about where they're effective and where they're not, that we'll all begin to see, like you said, that we're all working on the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all for the empowerment and betterment of the community at large. And while some people are working on the social issues, there are other people working on the economic issues, and there are other people working on the political issues, and that doesn't make them separate. It's just that what it takes is all of it. And I think where we come in is we get to work on the mindset. You know, one of the things, and this will be my last point here before Clara's next question, one of the things that I found really interesting about a month or so ago is that we were having a conference for some elected officials. And I noticed in the meeting, and they're going to probably laugh when they hear this because they're going to know I'm talking about them, that in the meeting they started to use the word they. Well, you know how they are. Well, you know they don't want us to do this. And you know what I'm thinking to myself now? 20 years ago, when I started college, there was a group of black folks talking about they. And best I can tell, they had been talking about they for a long time. And, you know, they being the white people, they. And I was like, you know, if we didn't shift anything else but to get that our community is where it is because of who we are, that would make a huge, huge, huge difference, I think. And those are the things that I think is available.
I'm going to add one more thing about when I say that each person really needs to be heard. One of the things is that I've been standing in is one of the distinctions that we have in the summit is authentic listening. And it is a way of listening where you're not just hearing the words and you're not just seeing the physical movement of the person if you're standing in front of them, but you actually are hearing even stuff that they didn't even say. So you're being trained in not to just wait until that person finished talking. You're being really trained in how to really listen to the community and those people sitting in the room with you, so that you can hear the gift that they're going to deliver through to support your vision.
Mm-hmm. Well, since you brought up a distinction, another one that comes to mind as people are listening is the distinction of complaint and commitment, and how if you're listening authentically, when people are complaining, if you're really in tune with where they are, you can really begin to hear what they're committed to,
mm-hmm.
and you can respond back to what they're committed to, distinct from what they're complaining about. You can respond back to their vision, and that complaint is just on the other side of their commitment and frustration of fulfilling on their vision. At least that's what I say about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as well as the distinction that you're talking about allows for us to continue to see how we are all more alike than we are different,
mm-hmm.
which is actually pretty powerful to me.
This is really great, Nancy and John, because when we were talking about how this whole process of alignment brings forth a community summit event, and then also what I'm hearing is we're talking about what's available, you know, how powerful, and you just mentioned two of the tools that are used in the International Black Summit, but how those tools get a group of people into what we could call a like-mindedness.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard a couple of things. One is that through this alignment process, you know, we select the annual event, which is like the big papa, big mama of the summit. But also out of that, what's coming up is a need for people in specific locations, geographic locations, to to be able to have and continue the conversation once the summit leaves that particular location. And I also heard something else, which is that even communities that we haven't been to yet are a request. And then the fourth thing I heard, that if we were to define community, that the work that the summit does is applicable in, businesses, groups,
mm-hmm.
Individuals. Like Anguilla actually had a prerequisite. And then from that prerequisite, people wanted the summit to come back and made a request for the summit and the summit conversation to come back so that schools and more of the distinctions that the summit provides to be able to further getting deeper in their vision, working in the community. And I think really, 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 really a powerful thing. So like the next like area I want to go to, if we were to distinguish out the possible types of community summit events, like what they do and what they provide. For example, next month on October the 24th, there's going to be a summit share in Cherry Hill. And the people who live in the area or who may be visiting the area are invited to attend. I would say that this is a type of community summit event, and it provides an opportunity for people in a specific geographic region to basically come together to see what the summit conversation provides, to begin the process of sharing and developing their vision, to see how their vision relates to the summit declaration, which was read earlier, and basically to begin building relationships with each other. What do you all see as possibilities for other types of community summit events and what they might provide?
A question about that. You said Cherry Hill?
Yes, Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Will you provide that information before the program is over?
Yes, I am.
Thank you.
Well, that's interesting that you asked it that way, Clara.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause for me, everything that we pretty much we engage in, our leadership body meetings, our leadership council calls, our team calls, our annual event, and our summit shares, to some degree has some flavor of community in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't actually looked at it like, well, what are some other possibilities for the community event? As a matter of fact, I was looking at the community summit being a pretty well-defined event similar to the annual event, where it actually would be 3 days, full days working, preceded by a night of clearing. And that particular phenomenon would be the community event. And then we have another course that we currently call the prerequisite. That's a one-day course. And while it may be done in a community, I hadn't really thought about it as a type of community event. So that's actually pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that came up for me is what happened in New Orleans with Project Dignity.
Mm-hmm.
The community, the summit was coming, but the community in the summit coming into New Orleans invited people to come in and participate in helping people rebuild their homes there, and use the backdrop of the summit and the distinctions of the summit for that work to get done, and summit participants actually went to do that work prior to the summit and after the summit was over. So it was taking the community's vision and incorporating it into, the three-day work. And actually the summit, for me, that was one of the most spiritually healing summits that I had been to, because there was so much energy and so much in the space around the devastation that had occurred in New Orleans and what was necessary to help rebuild not only the physical structure base but the spiritual base, and have people, I'm going to call it, remend their vision to be able to keep going and move forward. So you know, I see Community Summit also in that dynamic as well. And we've got a new dynamic coming up, which I don't know if Joyce is still on the call, but this whole idea of technology, which we're interacting with, the Skype calls, and there's going to be, you know, a whole area around being able to have these types of events and not physically have to be there. You know, the technology is such that we're moving into a computer age, and we have the capability to communicate and be in dialogue with each other and not physically be present and still capture a lot of the same information. And the International Black Summit is in the process of having a people have access to the conversation through Skype. I believe the next one is October the 12th, where people could actually call in and be a part and get some of this work or be in the conversation as well. So it has a lot of different arms to it. And I'm wondering, do y'all see any other possibilities as well?
You know, what's there for me is a lot of it could be called or part of the community summit, and that's why I think earlier we were talking about it's pretty much always been here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now just starting to get distinguished, you know, which is like the work that we do. It's now beginning to get distinguished and named so that we can have some facility around it. But I remember that we did some work in Top Hill where they had been working all week on some reconstruction there, and they wanted to cap the week with this kind of conversation, this kind of dialogue. So I imagine it'll be part of people's festivals, celebrations. It could be the beginning of something, the end of something, in the middle of something, and the way it gets delivered is going to probably keep expanding. You know, now that we're talking about using the Skype technology, webcasting technology, you know, the possibility of using the internet and the web to leverage and share this work, if you will, share these distinctions. I'm calling them life-transforming ideas and concepts with the world, very similar to what Oprah did with Eckhart Tolle in A New Earth. You know, that was, for the most part, supposed to be a book review.
Mm.
But it was such a powerful book, you know, such a powerful language. And I'm saying this so people can begin to get a sense of the work that we do in our event and the dialogue that we have, because for the most part, we've been talking about it. And it's an experiential phenomenon. So you actually have to experience it to get it. So up until then, all we can do is talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we were having another radio show where we were working with each other and facilitating with each other and actually distinguishing the distinctions, then people can get a sense of what's going on. But until you can actually engage yourself, like listening to Oprah and Eckhart Tolle talk, that was one thing. But when my wife and I would then take part of what they said and start to inquire into it, I actually had a personal experience of something shifting for myself.
And so
I see all kinds of new expressions of this.
Right. So you're saying through people participating in a community summit event, something that phenomenal or more is available to them by doing this work.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
As you're talking, I keep thinking about Ghana. And Ghana was the summit that people said, we have a request that the International Black Summit expand this work. And coming out of that summit with that mandate came out, you know, Blog Talk Radio, Skype, now community summits. It says as people begin to identify what their specific requests are, things have started to show up.
Right. Now, there's something I want to add here that I think is really cool. So we are an organization. I mean, we're a group of people engaged in this conversation, and we're an organization, and we're a community.
Mm-hmm.
And we have actually been growing and expanding in a way, well, first of all, it's just completely phenomenal. But secondly, we actually have been doing the work with and on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that the people listening are, you know, that you're actually tracking, and you might want to go back to the beginning of the call and kind of listen to how things unfolded. They weren't forced, right? It wasn't anything we was trying to fix.
Mm-hmm.
We're like listening to life and listening to the listening, if you will, and things start to show up a particular way. And we've been interacting to the best of our ability with what shows up, you know, grappling with it, bumping up against it, excelling at it, and then going to the next level. And I say that, you know, a community can grow itself the same way. This has been more of a organic kind of an experience where sometimes it seems like it's moving really slow. And then sometimes it's like moving so fast, you know, I know me being part of the operations team, I'm like, we got to slow this puppy down. How are we going to keep up with all of this?
So that's really interesting. We have about 7 minutes left, and there are a couple of points that I wanted to us to move through. One is, like, you know, what is the role of the IBS leadership in generating a community summit? And then the last one is, if someone, a group or a community or someone is interested in bringing this work and having a community summit event in their community, you know, what would be involved? Who would they contact? Like, you know.
I'm going to provide you with my email address.
Okay.
Nancy. Mm-hmm. Simmons is my name. My email address is ndsimmons@aol.com. Once again, that's N as in Nancy, D as in David, Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S, at aol.com. My phone number is 212-831-3674. 212-831-3674.
I want to provide you with another email address to use as well. First of all, they can always go to our website, www.blacksummit.org, and the email address you can use, which we'll have created here shortly, is communitysummits@blacksummit.org. Communitysummits@blacksummit.org. And like Nancy, if you want to call me directly, my number is 336-790-4123. 336-790-4123. I don't have the summit's number. Does anyone have that available in front of them?
No.
Our main organizational number?
No, I don't have that number in front of me.
It's 212.
Thank you, Nancy.
561-0325. 212-561-0325.
Can I make a contribution?
Yes, please.
This is Onaji Mawid. I've attended a few summits, the last being in, I guess it was in Detroit. Was that 2 years ago? And I've been talking to John and talking to other members of the summit here and there, but I was very excited about the proposition of having the community summits because I felt that that was a natural progression to what we've been doing. And that's why I'm on this call. So if you will, there is already listening, and I am the possibility of that listening on the call right now.
Wow.
Great.
And where are you now, Najee? I know you keep you in three different states.
Yeah, that's true. I'm in New York, I'm in New Jersey, and I'm in Pennsylvania. So when the information came about Cherry Hill, yep, I'm there too. I plan to be there on the, what is it, 21st, you said? Cherry Hill?
Yeah, Cherry Hill will be the 24th through the
26th.
24th. Oh, 24th, uh-huh. Okay, so please give that information out to everyone. And I'm kind of working New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, given the circumstances that I'm in.
Okay.
So there's three places that have community events.
There we go. There we go. We're on a roll. Well, you know, this has been a really, really great show. I want to thank you all. I want to take a commercial break here for a minute to invite our listeners to some of our upcoming events. So for those like Najee who want to, you know, hook up with people live and in person and continue the conversation of realizing their powerful visions for the Black community and the world, listen up. There's going to be the Skype call. We're talking about the expansion of the conversation. So now there's this way to communicate internationally, nationally, at no cost. As mentioned earlier, this is a new community summit ground, but the call is on October the 12th, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and what you need is a Skype account. So you would log on to www.skype.com. And to get access to the conference call, you need to email, globalskype@blacksummit.org. That's globalskype, S-K-Y-P-E, at blacksummit.org. Also, we have the Leadership Weekend coming up. The IBS Leadership Weekend is going to be held in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, this year. Friday, October 24th through Sunday, October 26th. The facilitator body is going to meet on that Friday during the day. The summit share is going to be on Friday evening at 7:30, and the leadership body teams will be meeting on Saturday and Sunday. So if you want to find out what about the Leadership Weekend, you can contact Mr. Devon at gobootq@aol.com or myself, Clara, at lionsview@aol.com. And always, you can go to the website, www.blacksummit.org, to get the latest information about our events. Our annual event, and I would like for you to consider this your personal invitation to attend the annual event in London, England. The International Black Summit annual event will be the first weekend in August, July 30th through August 2nd, 2009. For more information about the International Black Summit, to register for our regional activities or our annual event in London, just log on to the International Black Summit website. Again, that's www.blacksummit.org. And if you are a past summit participant and you want to share about how the summit has forwarded you living your vision, feel free to contact me at lionsview@aol.com to get on the show. And you can listen to any of our past shows 24/7 online at www.blacksummit.org/talkshow. I really want to thank my special guest tonight, Nancy Simmons, who's the team leader for the Community Summit team, John Thomas, Teresa, Catherine, Joyce, Lenar, all the people in the chat room. It's really been a pleasure. And if you, again, are interested in being on a Community Summit team, please reach out to communitysummit.org. On our website. I'd also like to thank the IBS radio team and everyone who has listened in. This segment airs every third Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll keep you informed of summit events and activities that are going on around the globe. Be sure to tune into the next International Black Summit Talk Show, which is the first Sunday of October, for a real treat with our host, Mr. John Thomas, who will be exploring communications that work. I'm really excited about that. And remember, you can listen to this or any past broadcast 24/7 at www.blacksummit.org/talkshow. My name is Clara Lyons Devon, and I invite you to show up powerfully in your life and share the special gift that God gave only to you. We'll see you in London. Okay. Yay. So for those of you who are still with us, I apologize, but I wanted to get in our event recap while we were still on the air. So we're no longer streaming live, but I did want people who are on the call to have an opportunity to ask any questions and, you know, to continue this dialogue about community summits, like whatever is there for you.
Okay. This is Onajay. What's the next step? When is there going to be another conversation about it as for the folks who might want to work in that area?
Our next call is, John, I don't have a calendar in front of me.
It's the first Saturday in October.
Are we first and third or second and fourth?
First and third.
First and third.
The October the 4th.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Since this still is being a recorded call, let me just get clear. Nigel, are you talking about working on the team as we work towards producing and creating the community summits, or are you talking about having a community summit?
Oh, boy.
In this question.
I don't know. I was probably talking about the latter, but I think also about the former. So both. Let me hear both.
Okay. So the reason that I said that is because we have, our team has a regular call on the first and third Saturdays at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I would prefer to share that number with you offline since
gotcha.
This is being recorded.
Yes.
So that's our team call.
Fine.
And we're still in the process, and maybe it's you that we've been waiting for to start to create the. It's in our plans to have regular scheduled calls for people interested in having community summits in their community,
mm-hmm.
although we hadn't scheduled another one yet.
Okay, wonderful. I want to thank everybody for the space that you're holding and for allowing me to be a part of it. Right now, I'm going to leave this call,
mm-hmm.
Finish packing up my office, or at least that part of it that I can do, before I go on my first year anniversary cruise tomorrow.
Yay.
Hey. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Like that. So, everyone, be well. I look forward to talking to you next time. Peace and blessings.
Thank you for joining us, Onajay.
Thank you. Peace.
Great. Was there anyone else on the call who had any questions or comments or things that they wanted to share?
Well, I would love to hear from Teresa and some of the other people to find out just where they are.
I'm just really listening at this point. There's so much great information that I'm hearing, and at this point, I'm just really just, as I said earlier, just absorbing a lot of information and learning and growing, and I'm excited about this community summit for sure.
Wonderful.
Anyway, we have about 5 people who are still on the line who are listening, and I guess for me, I just kind of wanted to do a recap of what we covered, because we covered a lot.
Can I just say one more thing before you do that?
Yes.
I've been thinking about, like, distinguishing community summit, and I likened it to, you know, like, you know, first of all, there's no summit that's been the same. And so each summit is going to be, is different because of the participants in it. But I liken it to like a designer suit made for you, made exactly for you, and only for you, and only you can wear that. Or a designer dress, you know, specific for your community, for what you're up to. That's how I liken. I've been thinking about how I liken a community summit, and that's what I came up with.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. No one else can wear it once it's made for you.
Right.
It's yours.
You design it.
Mm-hmm.
You design it, and you get to put it on. Mm, I like that.
So thank you, Clara. Go ahead.
Oh, anyone else have anything they'd like to share? Okay, so kind of like a synopsis, is this kind of evolved out of requests, the community summit evolved out of a request from places where we've been and where people see they want to go. That's like one aspect of it. The purpose is the same as the annual event, which is for people to bring into being their vision for the Black community and for the world.
Mm-hmm.
But, and actually, I wrote in my notes for the community and the world, because as John stated, this is something, and I thought that was really beautiful and very eloquent, that this work could be used in Congress if we could really align in our nation's capital on some issues.
Mm-hmm.
Could be in a far better place. So this work has far-reaching consequences beyond our community. And in the world we live in, so I thought that was really, really appropriate. And then a community summit kind of evolves itself. It can be self-generated by the community that's requesting it. It could be international in nature. It could be comprised of a specific geographic region. It could be requested by a group or an organization.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about community, we're talking about individuals. It could be a collection of individuals. It could be organized groups. It could be businesses. It could be Congress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be our political system. But however people define what their community is could benefit from doing this work. Then the other piece was, you know, in distinguishing the types of events. Like one is the traditional, you know, the three-day, similar to the annual event, the three-day course or course structure where people are together for a longer period of time so that they can move through all of the distinctions and get all of the tools that they would be helpful in them, you know, getting to their vision work and getting back into what they're trying to create in their particular community. It could be specific, like with New Orleans or with Top Hill in Jamaica, where they had a specific activity that they were trying to accomplish, and they used the tools and the distinctions of the summit to further them reaching that particular goal. It could be something more broader, like Skype, where we have people from all over everywhere, you know, outside of the United States, Canada, the United States, and the British West Indies, where everyone comes together to discuss a particular, you know, vision movement that evolves inside of that group. It could be something shorter and more confined, like a summit share, where people come together for a shorter period of time, but it's a time where they can, you know, see where their bonding areas are, so that they're hooking up with other people who have the same visions that they do, and they can figure out what that work is and continue going. And I just wanted to mention PADEG, which is a group that evolved here in on the East Coast, was created out of the summit participants getting together after the summit, and still is in existence today. So that wasn't something that we talked about on the show, but, you know, organizations, and I think, John, you and I were talking where in Anguilla, they actually put together an organization to sponsor or do the work of the event, you know, so that that could move forward. So it could take on a lot of different shapes and forms. And basically, like, this work is available to anybody who wants it. And our role as the team is to provide it to people.
Mm-hmm.
So all people need to do is make that request through community summit at blacksummit.org or directly to Nancy or to John. Just be in communication, and we can bring the work to you. I can't recap all that's available. I thought you guys did an excellent job of giving examples about how this work can be used and what benefit it provides for people by just being involved in the summit conversation and having the distinctions and the tools that are available through the summit conversation. So I want to thank you all again. I really, really
welcome.
Appreciate you taking the time. And there was so much I wish we had more time, but that's the reason for doing the event. So people can, you know, have the time and get into their specific requests and their specific desires, you know, for their vision and what they want to see manifest in the world. And I think, you know, this is a powerful, powerful thing, and I invite people to participate.
All right, wonderful. Great show.
Yeah, great show.
Thank you all.
And I forgot to say that I'm in New York. I'm calling from New York.
Yeah. 212.
212. All right. Thank you so much, all of you, for being on this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Peace and love.
Bye.